So May is Workers' Month, right? And on Rise FM Lunch, we'd really love to celebrate the very first people who gave you the opportunity for employment or to try out your skills out of school. Maybe geometriki from a trick when out to Milo America. Perhaps maybe even mid-high school. Perhaps you didn't go all the way to matric. Uchilika stand at 80, but then you were given an opportunity to go work at a company. Maybe you even went to university. You graduated. The very first company that gave you an opportunity for employment. I remember when I finished my university studies, I was told I need to go do this thing that would fall into my studies, actually, which was really complicated. I didn't understand why I had to do that. They called it experiential training. Basically, you go work for a company for mahala. And now that I look back at it, I'm like, yeah. But then it allows you, when you pitch to a company and say, I want to develop this set of skills, I want to get an introduction into the workspace and work environment, I'm fresh out of school and I really would love to do this with your company, they welcome you with open arms. It adds zero cost to them. If anything, you're giving them an extra hand at what they're already doing. But there are companies that employed people for the very first time, when you got your very first salary. And in some instances, it's an individual. Somebody simply said, you know what, there's a company here, they sent you a recommendation, they did this and that, but they played a part in you getting your very first job. That's what we're doing today. We're celebrating them, we're acknowledging them, and we do all of that on our WhatsApp line, right? In case you don't have it as yet, it's 072-885-7702. Even if your first job was at a Chinese store, listen, I feel like calling in love. It was a job. I'm in the mood to roll something up. It's Money Long, Hers and Hers. So speaking of job opportunities, you never know what may happen or come out of this one. I'll take a chance with Rise FM, an opportunity for aspiring broadcasters, the likes of you, for instance, to host a show, a radio show on Saturday and Sunday. It's been happening for, I think it's 2 months now, if I'm not mistaken. So a couple of people have already sat in this seat that I'm sitting on right now on the Saturday afternoon and Sunday afternoon, 3 until 6 p.m. And all they did was follow through and send through a 2-minute demo to our email address, chance@risefm.co.za. So a couple of those are coming through on the email address. All of them are being listened to. And one that sounds like, you know, yeah, man, this sounds fresh. This sounds good. This sounds exciting. We want to hear more of this. Guess to get the call and eventually makes it on the radio. If you're also looking to become a broadcaster, a radio personality from Mpumalanga's hottest frequency, Rise FM, send through your 2-minute demo to the email address once again, chance@risefm.co.za. Don't say I didn't tell you.
Pain and inflammation, and numb the pain with Norflex gel.
Your very first job, or the first person who gave you an opportunity for employment, maybe even your first salary, and the way you just blew it. I know most people just blow their salary. When you start working, you're like, I'm going to give all my salary to my parents because what? But get the money. Get the money. Once, the moment the money makes it to your bank account, you're like, I call the shots. I did the work. I'm going to do what I want to do. You love to be a troublemaker. Leaving out of later. It's always later, later, later. And I let you come back. DJ Flair, feels like a Friday, doesn't it? It's only Tuesday. Empini on Rise FM. Donald on that one as well. This is your Feel Good Radio Station. Rise FM Lunch with me, Lily Wagamakofane. Yo! What's up, King?
Uhlalukona, uhlaluvuliwe futhi, uyisekelo sanoma imuphi umkhankaso, umsakazo, njalo nje. Ingabe ubheka ukusungula ibhizinisi, ukundlondlobalisa, noma ukuthi imikhiqizo yakho ithenga ubutaputapu, umsakazo iyona ndlela ethenjwayo yokukufeza lokho. Njengoba uzwa usekhaya, ehhovisi nasendleleni, kungqondo ophusile ukukhangisa ibhizinisi lakho emsakazweni. Isikhathi sokwenza umsakazo ukusebenzele. Qonda endaweni onesiqiniseko sokuzuza lukhulu ngemali yakho kuyona. Uzothola imiphumela emihle. Sinika isikhathi sokuyobonana nomeluleki wenhlelo zezemsakazo. Radio, always.
So I'm pretty sure you've been made aware of what there are so many ways to make money, right? People have multiple streams of income in 2024. There's always something extra you can do. And of course, you look at your availability, your time, what you're willing to do, what you're not willing to do, what you're passionate about, most importantly. Most people who are employed into 9-to-5 jobs are really not employed into those jobs because it's their passion. So they have a passion outside their office work. I remember many years ago, and I think most young people have this passion to just hustle, man, to go do something. You see opportunities, you see the world through the most optimistic eyes. And when I was very, very, very young, there's so many things that I did in terms of hustling. Try a little bit of business here and there. And I remember at one point I was in Emalahleni, Nekiliko University. I found myself working at a Chinese store at one point. I worked at a Chinese store. How I got there, I don't quite remember, but I do remember working there. I remember getting the minimum when it comes to isalariam. It made very little difference, but it was, you know, it's nice to get money at the end of a week or at the end of the month with whatever effort you're putting into what you do. But it's just nice to get a reward for the things that you do. The thing with me is I have a medical condition, I think it is, never really diagnosed, but I can't stand too long. So that became my struggle working in this Chinese place because I had to stand the whole time I would be there. I'd be expected to stand, interact with customers and the likes. But eventually I thought, you know what? I'm suffering here. I cannot do this anymore. But it was something. I know there's someone out there who's like, I'm at home now. Honestly, if that opportunity presented itself, I would grab it with everything I can. And I think honestly, as young people, as unemployed individuals in the country, it just takes you leaving home and saying, you know what, I'll try just about whatever. If it's a decent one, if it's something you feel like you'd be comfortable doing, why the hell not? Or also start your own hustle. Start your own hustle. People are selling things out there, making a moolah for themselves every single day. Why won't you do the same thing? What's holding you back? By my work and stamina, I'm tired.